He loves me.
I just want to make sure you remember that, you know, year to year and so forth. It's great to be with you, and I'm excited about us beginning our Vacation Bible School. And what we're going to do this morning is just talk a little bit about what's going to be happening this week to hopefully get you excited and get everybody excited about being here and working on this great endeavor as we try to share God's Word with as many people as we can, especially this week. It's all about firefighters. That's what our theme is all about this week. But let me tell you what we're going to be doing. Here's what we have in store for Vacation Bible School this week. We've got some Bible classes, and I tell you, the material that we have is some really, really good stuff. We've got Bible classes for all ages up through adults. So if you're an adult and you're thinking, well, I'm just going to bring the kids and drop them off and go home, don't do that. Bring the kids and stay here because we have classes for adults also. Amen. And we want to encourage you to participate in some really good material, good thoughts, really good Bible study in these things. So I want to encourage you to come and plan to participate in our Bible studies. We also have... we're going to have some visits from some really cool people. Actually, they're not real people. Some people think they're real people, but they're not. They're actually puppets. So we're going to have some visits from the puppets this week, each night. And they'll have some words of... Are they words of wisdom, Dale? I'm not really sure if they'll be words of wisdom or not. But we'll have some things from them. We're also going to have some skits. And that's where I'm really questioning the words of wisdom is on the skits. Okay? We have some real characters that are going to be here this week to share with us some more Bible lessons and things that we can learn about being firefighters for God. We're going to have some really cool activities that are really kind of geared along the line of like firefighter competition stuff. And so that's going to be a lot of fun for the kids. And I think it's something that they're going to really be able to remember for a long, long time participating in those things. And somewhere along the line, I seem to remember that Tom told me something about those competitions are gender-based. So it's kind of going to be like guys against gals. That ought to be interesting. Who makes the better firefighters, guys or gals? I'm not going there. So I just thought I'd stir the pot a little bit. Anyway, we're also going to have some healthy snacks. We got some really cool snacks that have been being prepared and put together. All of those things that kind of go along, the snacks all go along with the theme for each particular night that we have. So some interesting snacks, and most of them are kind of geared towards that healthy line. So doing that. Now, something I do need to mention to you about the snacks, those snacks are for the kids. For those who are going to be here in the adult class, if you want snacks, you need to bring some snacks, okay? That's kind of how we do the adult part of it. Bring some finger stuff, whatever, chips, whatever you want to have for snacks during. We'll have a little break each night during Bible class. You can have a snack, whatever. We need folks to bring just some things like that for the snacks. And to be honest with you, I don't care whether they're healthy or not. Did I say that? Anyway. So break. Peggy's over here scowling at me. So that's what's going on. 7 to 9:10 each evening, starting tonight. Okay? 7 o'clock to 9:10. And that goes on through Thursday evening. All right? Now, something special that we're going to be having Thursday evening. We were just talking about food here, weren't we? Thursday evening, once we finish all of the activities for that night, we wrap up all the VBS that night, then we're going to have a fellowship time in the fellowship hall for everybody. We're going to encourage the kids to get their parents to come back at night. So, for our members here, we need you to plan ahead of time and bring some finger food type stuff for the fellowship time on Thursday evening. All right, so that's what's happening there. Okay, so our study this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about look at kind of an overview of what we're going to be doing all of this week, kind of get us prepared, get us excited about it. We're going to be looking really at two different things. First of all, what does the Bible have to say about fire? have you ever really done a study about fire in the Bible and looked at some of the things that the Bible has to say about it? A lot of really interesting things. So we're going to talk about some of that this morning. Look at the Bible and see, what does it really say? Okay. The other part we're going to do is, we're going to talk about some things of how can we be good firefighters for God. Okay, and how all of this kind of put together and what this VBS is really all about all this week. So we started out, first of all, talking about good fire. Okay, now what do we mean by good fire? Good fire is fire that is helpful in nature. Okay, you think about fire, a lot of times we think about fire, we think, oh, there's a fire. But there's a lot of good that we do with fire. Okay, so just think about the kinds of things that we use fire for in a good, healthy, positive way, all right? First of all, cooking. I mean, you know, Peggy's rolls are really good, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
But if we didn't have fire to bake them, you wouldn't be baking for them, would you? Because they'd just be a bunch of sticky dough, right, Peggy? Right? And that barbecue that you like so much? If it wasn't smoke, it wouldn't be very good, okay? So fire is a good thing for cooking, isn't it, you say? We also use fire to keep us warm when it's cold outside, don't we? Light up the fireplace, light up the furnace, whatever. So heat. We use fire as a source of heat to keep us warm. Fire is also used in a lot of different kinds of industries and so forth, smelting plants and things of that nature. Purifying metals and things of that nature. So fire has a lot of really good uses for us. We probably don't think about fire a whole lot in a good way. We just take it for granted typically, I think, don't we? You go to cook something, you turn the stove on, you expect the fire to be there to cook your stove, your food, right? If it doesn't come on, then what do? You start banging on the knob, you know, to turn it, and you start wondering how come the flame's not coming on, you see? But we all, I think, oftentimes take the good aspect of fire for granted. We just don't think about it. We just use it. It's there when we want it, right? It's like a lot of other things in life. But let's talk about it in terms of good uses that are found in the Bible. Okay. The Bible has a lot to say about fire in a really good way in the Bible. For instance, if you go over to Exodus chapter 3, when God wanted to get Moses' attention, how did he do that? He caught a bush on fire, right? You see, he used fire in a bush that was on fire but wasn't burning up. And that got Moses' attention as it drew him to that holy ground that he wanted to talk to Moses about what he was getting ready for him to do. When God led the Israelite people out of Egypt, he led them during the daytime by a pillar of smoke and at night by a pillar of fire. Okay? So they could be guided in the night. Wherever the Israelites went, they always had the smoke or the fire in front of them, leading them along the way. Interesting story over in 2 Kings chapter 6, when the king of Aram came, he was wanting to get rid of the Israelites, bring war against them, and every time he made a plan, the Israelite king found out about it. And the reason he found out about it was because Elisha knew his plans. And when the king found out that Elisha the prophet was the one that was telling the plans, he decided to send his army to the prophet's house. And the interesting thing about the story is that when the army showed up at Elisha's door, his servant became really worried. There's this huge army right outside the door. What are we going to do? And it's kind of a funny response that Elisha makes to him when he says to him, don't worry, those who are with us are more than are those who were with them. And I'm sure for a few moments that servant was kind of looking at Elisha and looking back at himself and going, obviously this man doesn't know how to count. And then the Bible tells us that the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and what did he see? Chariots of fire that were all around him. You see? And God used fire in that way, see, to encourage them. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, in the text that we read as we began this morning, talks about the work that we do for the Lord, you see, and the responsibility that we have in carrying out His work. And look at what he says, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, he says. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. So God is going to use fire to test the work that we do. You see? Are we doing enough just to get by? In other words, kind of trying to do work that would compare to, you know, wood and straw and hay, things that would be easily burned up? Or are we working for God the best that we can, that kind of compares to the idea of the gold and the silver, the quality, so to speak? He says fire is going to test the work that we're doing, you see? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, you realize that the Holy Spirit has a fire in Him, you see? Because we're told not to put out the Spirit's fire. And then in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, we're told that the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples there, and He showed Himself in the form of tongues of fire that came and rested upon each of the disciples. So we find a lot of, these are just a few of the ways that the Bible describes to us how God used fire in a good way in His work. Okay? But then on the other side of the coin, there's bad fire. Okay? And that's usually the fire that we get excited about. That's usually the fire that gets our attention, is the bad stuff. Because bad fire is fire that is destructive in nature. Okay? And I think probably, you know, we're all familiar with the scenes or whatever of a house fire or a forest fire and the destructive nature of that kind of fire. I don't think any of us would look at that kind of fire and say, oh, that's good. You say, that's bad fire. That's destructive. That stuff that just destroys whatever is in its path. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that the Bible says about bad fire also. That is fire that is destructive. And we need to make sure we pay attention to what the Bible has to say about that kind of fire. Okay? So let's notice a couple of things. James in chapter 3 and verse 5. He says, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. He says, consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then look at what he says next. The tongue is also a fire. Okay? A world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Okay? James chapter 3 and verse 6. In other words, he can out you. Okay? Be careful what you say, because your tongue can get you in a lot of trouble.
Amen.
Okay. And so James is using this analogy to help us understand how serious what we say becomes. Because sometimes what we say can really be destructive to other people, just like a fire can be destructive. And that's why he compares it, the tongue, to a fire. See? Because of the destructive nature sometimes of what we say to other people. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41. The picture of the judgment day. Okay? On the one side is those on the right who Jesus says, come, bless before me. You who, in all the things that they did, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was naked, you gave me clothes. When I was sick and in prison, you visited me. come to the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. But look at what he says to those on his left. Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. You see, that's fire that is of an eternally destructive nature.
Yes.
That we really need to be aware of. Because once the judgment day is over, you're going to be in one place or the other.
Yeah.
And that's determined by how you live your life for God, or whether or not you did. But you need to understand that Jesus himself describes that as an eternal fire that has been prepared for the devil and his angels. And those who are not belonging to Christ will join him there in that fire. Destructive nature. The writer of Hebrews 12 tells us in 12 and verse 29 that our God is a consuming fire. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you go against God, you need to understand what you're up against.
Well,
you say, and we have people in the world today who always, all they do is they want to focus on God's love. God is love, God is love, God is love. Is that true?
Yeah.
Everybody's head should be going like this, okay? Yes, that's true. God is love. But the other side of it is that if you disobey God and you do not live your life according to His will, then you will be facing that consuming fire in the wrath of God. Again, it's a fire that you need to be aware of. You say, God doesn't want anyone to be destroyed, but those who refuse to obey Him, that will be their fate. 2 Peter chapter 3. When everything is said and done, okay, in the last days, notice how Peter describes what's going to happen. The day of the Lord will come like a thief. In other words, we're not going to know when it's going to happen. There's not going to be any warning sign that it's going to say, okay, he's coming back tomorrow or next week or next month, whatever. It's just going to happen.
Right.
Okay? It's going to come like a thief.
Right.
But look at what he says is going to happen when that time comes. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. Now, you recall in the story of Noah that God promised Noah after the flood that he would never destroy the earth again by water. In fact, he gave a promise to Noah that that wouldn't happen. It's a promise that you and I can be reminded of even today, every time it rains, when the sun is out. And that's called a rainbow. So God made that promise. And what he also promises is that when everything is all said and done, at the end of the world, everything is going to be destroyed by fire. Okay? The destructive nature of fire. It's all going to be burned up. All the physical stuff that you can see around you in this world will be gone. Right? And that's how God has chosen to end the world that we live in. Okay? Now, finally, we want to talk about being firefighters for God. Don't lose me here a second, okay? Hang on a few minutes.